pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to be touching all kinds of topics today on the program. We'll be talking with Amanda Gates of the Nebraska volleyball team, one of the three seniors out of Columbus High School. Many folks from the Tri-Cities very familiar with not only her play with the Huskers, but, of course, a stat out at Columbus Senior High and playing against the Tri-City teams. We'll be talking with her coming up at the end of the program as they are getting ready to board a plane this morning for Seattle in the NCAA Regionals. Coming up next on the program, Brian Matthews is going to join us from the Rivals Network. He covers Auburn University. They're looking for a head football coach, and Turner Gill might be that head football coach. Plus, we'll talk high school wrestling with Darren Waddington from the Wood River Eagles. They've got a big tournament coming up on Friday, and it should be a good one. Plus, Daddy, possibly an email from H-Man.
Already?
Possibly. I don't know, though. I haven't read it yet. I see on the screen H-Man has sent an email.
By the way, H-Man out in public getting a couple kudos for that last little deal about, you know, USC.
Oh, I didn't know anybody knew who H-Man was.
Well, they don't, but they say that H-Man finally made some sense with an email. They finally agreed with a couple things
after
that he
said. After 3.5 years, somebody agreed with what he said.
I've had like 2 or 3 people actually say, well, H-Man really hit the old, pounded the nail right through the old 2x4 there with one swing.
Well, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can email the Dead Popper inbox anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Had some hoops last night. The College Football Hall of Fame had their induction ceremonies last night. And, of course, a lot being made of Lou Holtz going in and Troy Aikman and, of course, some other names. John Cooper, the former coach at Ohio State and made his name with Arizona State and Tulsa. And, of course, Jay Novacek, who we had on the program from Gothenburg, the former Wyoming Cowboy and Dallas Cowboy, went in last night with Troy Aikman. Also going into the Hall of Fame last night, former Oklahoma State running back Thurman Thomas. So I'm sure there was some good Cowboy Buffalo Bill get-together last night in New York. And if you could get awarded edgewise around Lou Holtz.
He was spitting on everybody. I bet he's so excited, slobbered all over everybody.
That's good times, good times. But, Daddy, some coaching searches are out there. A couple have been filled and a couple more to be filled.
Yeah, let's head to Auburn and see if Brian Matthews can tell us anything from Rivals. Brian, first of all, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be over here in Nebraska.
Well, Brian, fill us in. What is the latest? Everybody wants to break the story first, and we heard some new rumblings this morning that maybe Turner Gill could be introduced as early as today. You don't seem to think that necessarily is even the case if it is Gill.
No, I think Gill is definitely a legitimate candidate, and you know, I've heard that his interview with Auburn went well. I think I've been told he had a phone interview and a face-to-face sit-down with Auburn AD Jay Jacobs. But I still think they're in the process of interviewing some more candidates, and I think this thing, as far as Auburn's search, will probably go into sometime next week.
Brian, I was able to hear Charles Barkley on a radio station in Birmingham, Alabama, come out publicly support Turner Gill. Does he influence anything at all, or is Charles just hot air?
I don't think he really has any influence over what decision you know, the Auburn AD and the people involved in this process make, but he's certainly a very popular Auburn figure, and certainly has galvanized, I think, a lot of people. You know, Auburn people, fans and alumni are sort of supporting Gill right now. They see him as maybe one of the more qualified, more impressive of the candidates that have been publicly listed so far.
Brian Matthews, Rivals the Network, joining us, talking to Auburn football. If it's not Turner Gill, Brian, who are a couple other names that are starting to surface as legitimate candidates?
Well, we learned that Auburn interviewed Todd Graham from Tulsa, who I think is certainly a candidate. He's number one. He's won a lot of games as a head coach, but again, like Gil, he's inexperienced as a head coach. But I think his offense, the numbers he's put up over 500 yards per game and 47 points per game, I think are exciting for from the standpoint that Auburn is really struggling on offense. It's really been a big time struggle to produce points and yards and excitement down here. So I think if Auburn wanted to make a move, I think the fans would be excited about bringing in a coach who is known for having a big-time type offense, sort of to energize this program.
Brian, can you talk a little bit about, obviously, a month ago, you never expected any of this to be going on. Tommy Tuberville resigns. His mom says he got fired. Well, take us back and basically tell us a story and what your feelings are on the whole situation.
I think, a couple of things went wrong for Tommy. I think the most notable was obviously his decision to bring in, an offensive coordinator, Tony Franklin, whose system really didn't jive with the assistants he had on staff. And it just wasn't the system. It was the personalities. And that sort of started a downward spiral. After he fired him midseason, Auburn, I think, won one game, and that was against a really small team. I think it was Tennessee Tech or something. But and I think they slipped up a little bit in recruiting the past few years. They just don't have the talent that they had back, going back to that 2014 where they had, four first-round draft choices. They just don't have that type of talent on this team. And you can find that slip with the issues with the offense. And they have a lot of injuries on defense. It just all sort of came together as a perfect storm, and things really went downhill.
So I want to jump in here again, Brian. So from your point of view, fired or resigned?
Tommy and the AD both said resigned. So got to take them as word, so to speak. But, it's everybody's choice whether or not they believe them. I don't happen to believe that. So in my opinion, he was forced out. But certainly as a journalist, I don't have anybody on the record other than Tommy's mom that says that. And, what exactly went down, in between those meetings, we'll probably never know unless Tommy decides to come out and talk about it. But, I think it's pretty obvious that he was forced out or felt like he had, didn't really have the opportunity to come back, under his own, with what he wanted to do and just went ahead and resigned.
Brian Matthews of the Rivals Network talking a little Auburn football here with us for a couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of coaching changes in the SEC this year. The Big 12 went through it last year, the year before. There's not a lot of coaches in the Big 12 anymore with a lot of years of tenure at their respective schools outside of Mack Brown and Bob Stoops. And now that Bill Snyder's back, I guess you can look at that how you want. But why so much upheaval? Who caused this? I mean, Florida's still good, but I guess we saw a couple other teams get a little better in Vanderbilt and maybe a Kentucky. But what is the SEC looking for here? They're still considered one of, if not the strongest conference in the country. What are they looking for, especially Auburn? What are they looking for in a coach?
Well, you look at Auburn. They're paying Tuberville almost $3 million a year. And when you pay somebody what I'm assuming is still a top 10, a top 15 salary in the country, you expect those type of results. And I think another thing plays into it a lot. I think, the time frame that a coach could be at a school is lessening. I think in the internet age, fans tire with coaches and coaching staffs more quicker, unless they've had just tremendous success. I'm talking about multiple national championships. I think it's tough for a coach to stay at a school for more than 10 years. I think people just get tired of them. So I think a lot of things are playing a part. But I think in Auburn's perspective, if you're going to pay a coach the amount of money they're paying Tommy Tuberville, they sort of expect more than just one SEC championship in 10 years.
All right, well, we'll let you get out of here with this one. Brian, who do you think is going to be the next coach at Auburn?
I wish I knew. it's really been a lot of twists and turns. I think we may have sort of two searches going on right now, sort of the public one and maybe some private behind-the-scenes one, so I would not be surprised to see perhaps some bigger names jump up over the next 4 or 5 days. But right now I'd have to say that Turner Gill, possibly Todd Graham, maybe even Derek Dooley are fairly high up on the list right now as far as public names. And but I do think there's some more private names behind the scenes that might be a little bit higher.
You know, Doug, Auburn was one of those teams preseason ranked in the top 10, much like Clemson, who Nebraska's going to face, kind of fell apart, lost 6 out of the last 7, and so it'll be interesting to see. Brian, appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. I look forward to catching up with you again.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Take care. Brian Matthews, Rivals, covering Auburn, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, I know it's still this day and age, and I know Sylvester Croom was at Mississippi State, but how much does the race card still play in the South when you're looking to hire a football coach? And it shouldn't, but does it? And, you know, when Brian said there's two, he thinks two separate searches going on, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. And I guess the big picture is, look, Auburn has just gotten rid of Tommy Tuberville. They're looking at the head coach from Buffalo, Tulsa, a couple other places. Who would want to go there under these circumstances? You're going to the SEC. I'm just trying to figure out what they're looking for there, where you can't have one down year. And I guess you have to say that over the last three that they've went down each year in the win-loss total, and you don't want that to continue. But you look at Auburn, what are they looking for? And what makes you think that Turner Gill or a small college head coach is going to be able to recruit on the national scene? I would think this would be one of those where you would have a top-line offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, an ex-coach at a big-time program coming in, and I'm not hearing any of those names associated with Auburn.
Doug, I'm just running down here. By the way, 2-9 against the spread. If you like to bet against Auburn, perfect year to do so. But Tennessee Martin was their only win out of those last 7 games. And I believe that's where our friend Cesar Rivas, who was formerly on the staff here at Kearney, is at Tennessee Martin. And I remember that day because he sent me, we had him 20-20 late in the third, and then they returned a kick or something and basically springboarded him a 37-20 win. That was the only win in their last 7 games. And, they beat Tennessee 14-12. They lose to Vanderbilt by a point, lose by 3 to Arkansas, lose by 17 to West Virginia, 10 to Mississippi, 4 to Georgia, which looks like a pretty decent loss. But then, it kind of culminates when the arch rival Alabama, the last season, if you're going to save your job or you're going to make a statement at the end of the year, kids get up for the game, then you get blasted 36-0 to Nick Saban's Alabama Crimson Tide.
Trenton Kearney says this just in. Barkley wants Gill as the coach. Chris Morris wants Muschamp, which is Will Muschamp, defensive coordinator at Texas. Chuck Person wants Graham. Nice. We're going to take any more on that subject?
You think? No, I just, boy, the step, like you said, I'm all for Turner Gill. I certainly would love to see Turner Gill be rewarded with a $2.5 million a year job.
That's another thing. He said, well, if you're getting paid $3 million, he's like, well, in this day and age anymore, it's not like, well, they're not going to pay the next guy $3 million. I mean, let's face it, if Turner Gill comes in to be the coach at Auburn, you shouldn't have to expect, or the Tulsa coach or whoever, shouldn't have to expect to pay him $2.5 million or $3 million. $1.5 million, which is still a lot more than where you were. And then if you get the program where it is, then you reap the benefits. But it's like CC Sabathia. Good God, can we hear more about that? But my gut says Turner probably isn't going to get this job, and that might not be a bad thing.
No, I just think the level and the step up, which you're going from Buffalo to an Auburn, I don't know what you can even compare it to. It'd be like you're managing Harmon Park Pool, and all of a sudden you're hanging up the Olympic Committee swimming team. That's quite a leap, Buffalo to Auburn. He's thrown right in the fire of the SEC.
Daddy doing a junior high JV game today at Overton, and then doing the Final Four.
There you go. Very, very similar.
Not that you couldn't do it.
I'd probably do about
it. Watching some of those guys at the collegiate level that just stand there and blow their whistle when they feel like it. Hey, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk some high school wrestling with Darren Waddington of Wood River. Big meet, a lot of great teams and individuals at their place on Friday. We'll talk to the coach right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The agents were catching up on their paperwork and waiting for the rain to stop when a very unusual man walked in.
I want to buy some of thine insurance.
Boy, that rain is really something, huh?
So what kind of coverage are you looking for?
Something for thy boat and thy livestock.
What kind of boat do you have?
I have an ark.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Just like Arkansas, but thou leavest off the ansaw after the K.
Mm-hmm. Now for the livestock. You got cattle.
Two.
Hogs?
Two.
Horses?
Two.
Alpacas?
Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
We've been your personal jewelers since 1878. Hawthorne Jewelry.
Hawthorne Jewelry has been making memories bright for 130 years. This Christmas, let our staff help you make this a holiday to remember. With huge savings on icy diamonds and snowy pearls, we'll give you what's needed to make this the most special of holidays. Let Rudolph's Nose guide you to Hawthorne Jewelry, where you'll find a special gift that shines so bright, why you could even say it glows. Visit us today. We're open late.
The best opinions on the hot topics will qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater, and we're giving away one a week for 10 weeks. Listen to Doug and Daddy weekdays 11 to noon. Your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by hundreds of dollars. Brought to you by Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We've heard it all our lives. Big guys don't cry. No pain, no gain. Well, there's no gain in the pain if it keeps you from work. At Choice Care Chiropractic, they'll find out what's wrong and if it can be treated. And Dr. Wayne, armed with the latest chiropractic and acupuncture technology in a state-of-the-art facility, will get to the root of the problem. So what do you have to lose? Except the pain. So call Choice Care Chiropractic at 308-398-1900 because you don't have time for the pain.
We'll see partial sun and some developing cloud cover across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 43. West winds will also increase to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a low near 21 with a west wind of 5 to 10. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. That's right. Got the beat down. Darren Waddington, Wood River, going to join us. Amanda Gates, Nebraska volleyball player in the last segment of the show today. The Daddy Tour continues today. Is it okay to promote this?
Oh, I think so.
If you're having lunch in Overton today, who are they playing?
I have no idea.
That's a good thing. You don't want to know. You don't want to know. It just doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're out there officiating the game, doing what you do.
You know, the bad news for Overton, obviously, they had a kind of a dynamic duo last year. The Seaburger girls, they moved to Lexington, I think, to play softball. And people say, oh, they recruited them to Lexington. The word I got it. But they were really just absolutely fantastic. One of them's now a ninth grader. The other one's an eighth grader. But both at Lexington now, so I'm sure Mrs. Snodgrass is breaking things every day because of that. We go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug. Are you going to wait on this?
You weren't at the staff meeting again today, were you?
Nope.
I want to tell you about lunch. You're going to miss it, and that ain't good. Maybe we can have it catered. Maybe a to-go order for you from the chicken coop.
Hello.
That's right. Wings, sandwich. You can hammer down a chicken tender hoagie by the time you get to Overton today.
Yeah,
no problem. Maybe some slaw.
Yeah, some of those, like the hottest wings they got. That'd be great. But a dozen of those on the way to Overton, that'd be awesome.
Looks like we have an official's timeout on the floor. Hey, don't worry.
Literally on the floor.
It's great food here. Great food at the Chicken Coop and great lunch specials every day at Kearney and Grand Island. Check them out where there is nothing that could disappoint you about lunch because you got great food. It's not that expensive. Great seat. No matter where you're at, you can watch your favorite sports. You can play a little Keno. See, now there it is. Maybe you lose a Keno.
Free.
Maybe you lose a Keno. Maybe. But then, of course, like you always do, you come right back.
You double back.
Yeah, you double back, you come back strong. Hey, don't forget every Monday night during NFL football, and, of course, football there Thursday and Sunday, and as we get later in the season, you'll have some on Saturday, whether it's college or NFL. It's all there for you. Of course, the NBA and college basketball season, there's so much that's going on. You can't possibly watch it all on one or two TVs. That's why they've got at least 15 high-def TVs for you to sit in front of and watch Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Whether you want an appetizer, a salad, or you want a steak, or you want some pasta, they've got it there for you. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Coming up on Friday, we have got a great high school wrestling invitational as the Wood River Eagles got out with a nice win in their first invite last week at Ravenna, and now they host some of the area's top teams. State-rated teams like Amherst, Elm Creek, Kearney Catholic, St. Paul, Wood River will be there, and Ord's going to be there. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be there. They have some good wrestlers as well. Sutton will be there, and we are pleased to welcome Darren Waddington, the head wrestling coach at Wood River, to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. I'm guessing this invite just continues to grow, and with the talent here in the area, including your program, we're going to see some pretty good wrestling this Friday.
Yeah, there's going to be some good matches, depending on what weight you look at. But there's, I mean, you got four or five good top-rated teams and a lot of rated individuals as well. So,
Darren, single out some of your kids that are making some noise on the mat here early on this season.
My kids?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty early to tell, but I mean, I guess I've got a pretty good group of kids. Really, of obviously. Returning state runner-up Lambrick at 119. Had a good outing at Ravenna, beat some good kids. And 103-pounder, I think, is going to be pretty good, Christian Nielsen. He does have one loss. He lost to the top-rated kid from Southwest. Got beat 9-1 by him. Other than that, it's the only loss. So I think he's going to be pretty tough. Oh, golly, I don't know. 125-pounder, Jensen McTavish. He had a rough go at Ravenna, but you know, he's a returning state qualifier, so once he is also coming off of he had a football injury and had to have ankle surgery, so he's not quite in full wrestling shape yet. So once we get him there, I think he's going to be tough. And 130-pounder A.J. Zvitek, he was on JV for us last year. He made the finals. Kurt Maloney at 145, he's a returning state qualifier. He won the tournament. Dylan Gill, 152, he made the finals. 160-pounder Richard Kumke was in the finals as well. He was JV last year. He did win 27 varsity matches last year, but he was on JV. couldn't make the squad. And then our 171-pounder Johnny Martin won the tournament. He won't wrestle this Friday. In fact, he's going this afternoon to get his ankle x-rayed, so we'll have to wait and see what we find out on him. He got hurt in practice day before yesterday, and 189-pounder, Dustin McCord did well. He got third. His only loss was to a rated kid from Franklin, Walden. So, you know, we got our 215-pounder, I guess he medaled too, actually, at heavyweight. So I got quite a few decent kids that are doing well. It's, like I said, it's pretty early too. So,
Darren Waddington, the head wrestling coach at Wood River, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Wood River invite is on Friday. So if you get a chance, go out and watch some great wrestling. We talked about all the rated teams there. Who do you expect to be challenging yourselves for this team title on Friday?
Well, it's going to be a dogfight, I think. I mean, you got Amherst there. We've already seen them, but they're tough. Elm Creek, if they're full strength, will be tough. I know they got some injuries right now, so I don't know what. I know Foster Meyer's not on the roster yet, so you know they'll be down a little bit. But Kearney Catholic coming in, obviously they've got. Gosh, I just put their stuff in the computer. They got six or seven guys that'll probably be sitting there at the number one seed with undefeated records. So they're definitely going to be in the hunt, if not win it. St. Paul's tough, depending on where you look at the rankings. They're rated, so I mean they got some good kids. So you know, really anybody's ball game. There's, like I said, there's four or five teams there that are going to battle it out, and we'll just see who comes out on top. I guess who takes who out.
Darren, I know it's still plenty early in the week, but are there a couple weight classes that stand out and seem to be loaded with people?
Yeah, there are. Let's see here. I actually got the brackets right in front of me. I can kind of tell you. 112 looks pretty good. We got Talbot Heim from Amherst at 3-0, Pacheco from Kearney Catholic at 6-0. Talbot Heim's a state medalist. Carlson from Sutton at 3-0 is also a state medalist. Kid from Gibbon is 3-1, Austin Weldy, so there's a pretty decent bracket. 119, we've got Kruger from Donovan Trumbull at 4-1. Dalton Burke from Elm Creek, who's returning qualifier. Sinjin Faber from Kearney Catholic, who's 5-0. And, of course, Lambert, who's 4-0. And we got Northrop from St. Paul, who's state qualifier, too. So, oh, Lane Berry from Amherst, also state qualifier. So you got
wow,
a pretty loaded-up bracket there. I got a bunch of them. It's kind of interesting. 125, you got a state qualifier with Joe Tickle from St. Cecilia, 4-1. Rogers from Kearney Catholic, 5-0. Wilkinson from Kennesaw Shelton, a state qualifier, 3-0. Our kid, who's state qualifier, returning state qualifier, kid from Amherst, who we actually lost to last week, so there's a good one. 130 is not too tough. There's a couple kids in there, but it's not loaded up like the rest of them. You got Wilson from St. Cecilia, probably run away with that one. 135 could be a good match there. You got Doug Darrow from Aquinas, who's 4-0 state medalist. And Klingon Smith from Kearney Catholic, 7-0 state medalist. Those are the top two dogs there.
You got Aquinas, as you mentioned, coming in. Very interesting that you get a chance to maybe see some teams that, and I always think that's the best part about a wrestling meet. You need to go find some teams that you don't see every single week.
Yeah, that's right. And we actually see Aquinas twice. They come to our dual tournament over the holidays, too, so over the Christmas break. So we get a chance to see them twice. They kind of took a shot, too. They had a good kid in that Ben Crand at 119, his state medalist, but he is done for the season. He's got his third concussion. So we were actually kind of wanting to see that match in that, or see him in the 119 bracket, you know. But not to be. Yeah, there's. I can go through about every bracket, and they're all kind of loaded like that with, you know, three or four studs. So
who's the older Klingon Smith? Anybody in there?
Yeah, I hadn't got to him yet. I was still going through all these other good brackets.
I'm looking at that, and I'm not slapping anybody around, but I think I'm gonna predict Michael Klingon Smith wins the 160 pound bracket. I'm going out on a list.
When's the last time he lost? Seventh grade?
Yeah, freshman.
Well, whatever. Seventh grade.
He lost as a freshman.
Hey, Darren, real quick before we let you get out of here, that dual tournament's something, again, that you started over the holiday break that continues to grow. How's that shaping up for you this year?
Oh, that'll be a good tournament, too. We bring in, of course, Aquinas is there. Amherst comes to that one, Greeley Wall back. Let's see, we got Syracuse. You know, they're rated in Class B. They'll be there for that one. Milford comes to that one. Kennesaw Shelton comes to that one. So we kind of got a good range of, you know, at least B, C, and D schools. Comes to that, and I tried to get some A schools to come to it, but they couldn't make it work in their schedule, so we'll just keep trying to build that up and go from there, I guess.
Yeah, tough for them to take those losses at Wood River.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll see plenty of them this next week. We go to Flatwater Fracas in Grand Island.
Well, you guys have done a great job, Darren, of building the program and then getting the kids where they need to be and getting the competition to get them up where they need to be so that you're ready to go when you roll into Omaha. And we'll encourage, again, all the fans to get over there Friday, and we'll be talking more about it when you get to the holiday break as well.
Well, finals start at what time, Darren, for fans that want to go over?
Well, I'm hoping that finals will start around 8 o'clock. Tournament starts at 2:30, so 8 o'clock might be pushing it, but that's what I'm shooting for.
I was going to say, you're hoping. When's it really going to start?
8 o'clock, of course.
Well, Darren, hey, we'll let you get back to molding the young minds there at the Wood River, and best of luck.
On the young minds.
There you go. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you, Darren Waddington, head wrestling coach at Wood River. You know, it's just an instant, and I think wrestling is a little easier to get this done in. You know, sometimes those basketball and football, well, football, obviously, now that it's set by the state, and basketball, it's kind of hard to change your schedule when you have so many competitions you try to play. But you know what? In wrestling, you get out of one invite, you go to another one. If you don't have a strong team or you're not deep, maybe you can find a place where you can compete a little bit better. And if you got a team now that Wood River thinks are going to be very, very good, well, you get to go see some things. You get these dual tournaments going. And
I like when you get some teams from out of the area, like
Davis
City.
Let's face it. You hate to see Wood River, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, Amherst, Kennesaw, Shelton.
And next week, see the same
every same week. Every week. So and that happens from time to time. You'll see the same kid four or five times during a season. So best of luck. And, again, that gets underway Friday. And if you're wrestling fans, more wrestling Friday and Saturday.
Perfect. Doug, we're going to take a break. When we come back, H-Man from Riverdale has struck, and Silver Lake people hold on because he's got a memo for you.
Really?
Really. Back after this, Doug and Daddy Show.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Mike Hoya presents Tiger Woods.
As a kid, when I started competing, I decided to tape a list of someone else's accomplishments on my closet door. After winning my first 8 majors, I went back and completely changed my swing. No matter how far behind or how much I'm down, I refuse to quit. Quitting is not an option. My father taught me to hear other people's expectations, but that it's up to me if I want to listen to them. I've decided with the help of others, I'll make a difference in the world. We all make decisions, but in the end, our decisions make us. My name is Tiger Woods, and I wear Tag Heuer. What are you made of?
Tag Heuer timepieces, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Discover the Link Caliber S with a perpetual calendar until 2099 worn by Tiger Woods. Visit TagHeuer.com for a retailer near you.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is on the road this week, playing at Fargo on Thursday and Sioux Falls on Friday. Faceoff is set for 7:05. The Storm return home Saturday to take on Waterloo at 3:05. The Nebraska women's volleyball team will be in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament in Seattle. They will take on Michigan Friday night. A win puts them into the Elite Eight on Saturday. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will open conference play this weekend at Colorado State Pueblo Friday and New Mexico Highlands on Saturday. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball team will host Dana on Wednesday, then they'll travel to Sioux Falls on Saturday afternoon. The Nebraska men's basketball team will be at Oregon State on Saturday, while the Nebraska women will host Cal State Bakersfield on Tuesday, and Long Beach State rolls in on Friday. The Nebraska wrestling team is off until December 20th, while the UNK Loper Open is this Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN. More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Thursday night on Power 99 FM, it's a Luplac Conference doubleheader from Wood River as the Eagles welcome in St. Paul, boys at 6:15 and the girls at 8. On Friday night on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Adams Central is at Centura, and on ESPN 1550, Holdridge will be at Hastings. It's all coming your way this week.
We'll see partial sun and some developing cloud cover across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 43. West winds will also increase to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a low near 21 with a west wind of 5 to 10. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our
if you're going to dance, Chet, put the bucket to the ground. One of our friends from MPPD up in his bucket right now, dancing around. Get it on the ground, safety first.
We like living. All right, here we go, Tony. Two players from Nebraska schools have made the American Football Coaches Association Division II All-American football team. Defensive lineman Troy Pribnow of Wayne State, I think that's correct, and kicker Travis Adder of Shadron State. Pribnow, a senior from Snyder, led the Northern Sun Conference, 14 sacks, 22 tackles for loss, 5 forced fumbles. Adder, a junior from Buffalo, Wyoming, made 17 of 23 field goals, and he owns the school record with 162 extra points in his career. Here's what I got to say. Travis Adder from Shadron State is the Division II All-American kicker. Even he wasn't the conference kicker of the year. Wasn't the kicker, wasn't the punter, wasn't nothing. Of course, we campaigned for our man. He was second-team kicker. Jeff Carnahan was second-team punter. Carnahan, third-team kicker. Of course, all the numbers for Carnahan, better. Better. So there you go.
They just couldn't, they thought it was G off, and they couldn't, didn't know it was Jeff, so they wouldn't put him. It's the whole problem with his name. Anyway, I understand your frustration. It's ridiculous. We head to the...
Defining frustration. It's time now to head to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining and specializing in paintless dent repairs for years. See the boys on Bricks Downtown Kearney. It's time for an email from H-Man from Riverdale. And I feel much like Kirk Herbstreit, who on College Game Day can't talk about the game he's doing. So I defer to you.
Greetings, says H-Man.
This does scare me because he's ragging on girls' high school basketball. I am very, very concerned about this. By the way, I have nothing to do with this. I'm stepping away from this email.
We can't. We have nothing. We have no control.
I'm just saying because I broadcast this doubleheader last night. That's all I'm saying.
This is a comment and or question for the people / fans of Silver Lake High School. So, I go to the Silver Lake Axtell girls game last night, and after 5 minutes of play, the score is Axtell 5, Silver Lake 2. Silver Lake inserts a new point guard, a mere sophomore, number 12 into the game, and within 90 seconds, she has three steals, hits a long three-pointer, and scores 7 points. She goes on to score 18 points on the night, to go with a ton of assists and steals, and played about half the game. This kid is quick. No, very quick. Great hands, goes to the right as well as she goes to the left. Has a great shot, had multiple assists on long passes. Was, in my opinion, the best player by a long way on the court. So my question is, why isn't she starting? From my observation, she could start at most Class A schools. Yet at Silver Lake, she isn't even a starter. There's something I'm missing. This is one of the best point guards I have watched in Class D, and yet Silver Lake, she doesn't start? What gives? One more point. Prior to the varsity game, she did play in the fourth quarter of the JV game. She scored 17 points in that one quarter. Again, can Silver Lake explain to me what the hell's going on here? Feel like I stepped through the looking glass. H-Man from Riverdale.
That just scares me, because I know that he's not related. That sounds like a parental frustration there. But I don't know. Silver Lake's got a nice team. Not going to lie. H-Man from Riverdale. Your thoughts?
Well, I got to see this particular player play in the fourth quarter of the JV game as I officiated the JV game.
Did you call a lot of fouls?
They couldn't catch her to foul her. Scored 17 in the quarter. Don't know what to tell you, H. Somebody from Silver Lake could obviously offer up us an explanation. We'd gladly accept it.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right, moving on then. Hastings College basketball teams are at home tonight. Take on Dana, women at 6, men at 8. You can hear it on 1230 AM, KHAS. The NCAA Division I All-Region teams, as selected by the American Volleyball Coaches Association, are out. And from the University of Nebraska in the Central Region, Sydney Anderson, Corey Cooper, Jordan Larson, and Tara Mueller all make the first team. All make the first team.
How many people on the first team?
14.
Okay.
14. People from Texas, Baylor, Wichita State, Iowa State, Kansas State, Creighton, Northern Iowa are all represented on this Central Region team. Now eligible, obviously, for All-American honors, which I'm sure that we will see at least one of those Huskers picking that up. Don't forget Amanda Gates is going to join us here in the last segment of the program today as they are just getting ready to take off for the University of Washington and Seattle. Also, the Nebraska women's basketball team improved to 7-2 last night, 70-57 win over Cal State Bakersfield. They will wrap up their four-game homestand against Long Beach State coming up on Friday. UNK's Johnny Mildenberger, the Nebraska Division II Women's Basketball Player of the Week. Let's see. Was there anything else that I wanted to run by the daddy here? Anything? No, the Storm has made a trade. Did we talk about this yesterday? We get rid of Sean Escobedo and send him to Sioux Falls for Bo Dolan and David Donlin. And the Storm, if I can find the story here, has also picked up another goalie. This just breaking this morning. And
not Derek knows this kid, I think.
This is TJ Massey.
I'm not familiar with the goalie.
Massey will be filling in for Nick Hopper, who has a fractured wrist that he sustained during a workout. He was playing college at Massachusetts Lowell before joining the Storm roster, only played in two games for the university, .875 save percentage, 1-1 in those two games. Storm busy week. Games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday and Friday on the road. A matinee at home Saturday afternoon. Lots of Boy Scouts going to be there, Derek.
Oh, yeah, going to be a lot of Boy Scouts there. It's a Boy Scouts game, I guess. I'm not sure what the official term is. Yeah, I do work there. I am employed there. But it should be a packed house. Should be a good game, too. 3:05 puck drops on Saturday, so... Earlier game.
Get your Christmas shopping done, then head out and enjoy some Tri-City Storm hockey coming up this. So, you know what? Let's give away some tickets. Let's give away a family four-pack. I want to get you out to the hockey game coming up on Saturday. It's a matinee game, 3:05, a chance to either catch the hockey and then go to basketball, wrestling, whatever, or to do your Christmas shopping, catch some hockey, get a nice meal, and head back home for the evening. 1-888-455-3776. 1-888-455-3776. ESPN. We're going to give away a set to caller number 5, and we want you to get out to the Storm this Saturday. We will take a break, and when we come back, Amanda Gates, Nebraska Volleyball, after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 cut.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough. Built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Kmart.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
What if we told you we'd invented a whole new card for your business? A card that can give you the working capital you need, interest-free. A card that can earn you rewards to reinvest in your business. A card that's not a credit card. Well, we invented it. About 20 years ago. The American Express Open Charge Card. To get the purchasing power millions of owners already have in their wallets, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. American Express Open. Calling all business owners. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Major Dale Hixenball of the Salvation Army. Cold hands and a warm heart. During the winter months, the Salvation Army here in Kearney sees a lot of both. Men, women, and children seeking help are met by compassionate individuals with warm hearts. The Salvation Army here provides second harvest foods, transitional assistance, rent or utility assistance to those in need. Beyond these basic needs, the Salvation Army does its best to provide spiritual warmth to those who may have lost hope.
To contribute, please call the Salvation Army. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some developing cloud cover across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 43. West winds will also increase to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a low near 21 with a west wind of 5 to 10. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
Just looking at you right now, Daddy, gets me all hot. Hot stuff. You want some hot deals? Quit it. You want some hot deals? Head to Misco Sports. On the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Shopping for the holidays where there's something there for every sports-loving member of your family. Whether it's basketballs and footballs, whether it's something to practice with, to play with, whether you need some weights, whether you need something to run around in like a brand new pair of shoes. Whether you need some bags from Nike and Adidas to haul your gear around in, whether it's for sports or whether it's just for traveling, or whether you just want to look and feel good with all the great apparel from hooded sweatshirts from your favorite college and NFL teams and hats, or to sweatshirts from the Huskers, the Lopers, Bearcats, and Stars. It's all right there at Misco Sports. And it's cold out there, folks. How about a new Columbia coat now 25% off? They'll keep you warm and toasty. Looking good, feeling well, Misco Sports on the brick. See them before your Christmas shopping time runs out. Well, as we told you earlier in the program, the Nebraska volleyball team is getting set to board their plane in Lincoln, Tony, and head to Seattle, where preparations will continue tomorrow with practice and press conference. And then Nebraska takes on Michigan in the Sweet 16 coming up on Friday night, which you'll be able to hear on The Breeze 94.5 FM.
Doug, actually this weekend, everybody is looking forward to the next weekend, that being Omaha. I'm not sure the Nebraska volleyball team is taking that approach, and we'll ask Amanda Gates, joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome, first of all, Amanda, and is that the approach that you're taking?
Of course. We are constantly just thinking about, we have Michigan on Friday, and we have to get the job done then, and then from there, we think, okay, if we get to play Saturday, you know, that's our next goal. And then it's one game at a time. And, you know, this season we have a stair step. And, you know, that's taking one step at a time is what we've been kind of saying. So,
of course, Amanda is senior middle blocker out of Columbus. A lot of Nebraska fans, I'm sure, are getting ready to make that trip. You're in the airport right now, Amanda. What's it like? Are people nervous? Are people tired? Or are you just ready to get to Seattle?
I think we're all really excited just to get to Seattle now. I mean, we had to finish up a couple things before we left for school. So with it being Dead Week, just getting those things done and on the road, you can just totally focus on volleyball. And I think we're just all so excited to get there and practice tomorrow and then get the job done on Friday.
Amanda, can you talk about how loose this team is compared to last year at this time?
Well, I would just say right now, you know, we're trying to enjoy every minute that we have together. And, you know, our goal is to play for each other. And it's just driven by this true passion for the game and for each other. And, you know, each team's different. And so each team's going to bring something different. But I can tell you that this team's going to fight and go down fighting no matter what we do. So.
Coach Cook had talked about this. Some of the players had talked about this. You're more of an underdog as a team this year than you had been the last couple of years. Does that change the way you guys approach a match like Friday night?
Well, you know, what we kind of been saying is, you know, we have nothing to lose going out to Washington because, I mean, people don't expect us to be great, but we totally have those expectations of ourselves. So why not just go out there and give everything and just hope for the best?
Amanda, obviously playing a big atmosphere is nothing new to you. Going across the country, Texas was a good atmosphere this year, but Washington on their home floor, that's got to give you something maybe to look forward to if you can look past Friday at all.
You know, I'm just excited I've never been to Washington, so that's a new state for me, and one of my goals is to get to all 50, so I think that's pretty cool to begin with.
Try the salmon. I hear it's wonderful.
Okay. But, I mean, I don't really think about, you know, where we're playing. I think about how our team is going to play. And, I mean, you can only control our side. So I think about those things that we can control.
Nebraska senior middle blocker Amanda Gates out of Columbus, academic All-American, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Amanda, obviously your role as you grew and became closer to a senior grew with this team. But obviously you get a chance here to cap your career as a Nebraska player, playing for the Huskers and maybe a chance at the Final Four. Just tell us a little bit about how your season progressed and how some of the injuries to other players affected the way you played.
Well, you know, this season I just kind of went into it thinking that I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. And it was kind of one of those things where you just try to make the most of it. And I've worked just really hard for this year, and I'm just super excited and to finish it off strong. And, you know, it's just been a great journey, and it's all been worth it. I mean, the struggles and the great times too, but I mean, it's been difficult at times in my earlier years, but now it's just been a storybook ending, and I'm just so excited to finish strong.
Amanda, I think a lot of fans out there maybe looked at the injury to Corey Cooper that Doug was alluding to earlier, and, you know, maybe thought, this team could really head one direction, and that being down. How did you guys pull it together and once again play some great volleyball like you are right now?
Well, you know, we play for each other, so knowing that QB's down, we just are, you know, playing a little bit for her. We're playing for ourselves. You know, we're playing for God. We're playing for Nebraska volleyball. So there's so many motivators in there that, I mean, God has a plan for our team, and we've been through a lot of adversity, and we've been very resilient in the back. So, I mean, as we keep fighting, I see that our team will keep believing. So.
Amanda, what's it been like to play with Rachel and, of course, with Jordan, your two fellow seniors that you saw and grew up with and played against at least Rachel in high school? What's it been like for this senior class?
You know, I love playing with them. They're like my best friends. And, you know, whenever you can just go in and be so comfortable with a person and, you know, relationships, just keeping those building, I mean, it's just amazing. And they're just so special people that you know that you're always going to have in your life. And they've just made me a better player, made me a better person. So it's just, I have just been blessed to have them in my life. So.
Amanda, the big picture overall, everybody's looking forward to the Final Four and obviously being in Omaha. How have you guys been able to squelch that talk and basically block it out?
You know, I think it's more about just realizing that it is one game at a time, and we just have to be just fierce competitors and want, like, have that hunger for something more. And I think our hunger is strong right now, and we're ready to go prove it.
Amanda, give us a quick little scouting report on Michigan. When we watch or listen to the ball game on Friday night, what should we expect from them?
Well, they're going to be a great defensive team, and they're gonna fight because they probably feel like they have nothing to lose also. But, you know, I think if we play Nebraska volleyball, we'll come out on top.
And when we go to Columbus, what's the hot spot in Columbus when we go vacation there this summer?
You can go to the Pawnee Plunge. I think that's the new thing there. Or, you know, just hang out at a park or something. I mean, it's Columbus, Nebraska, but you'll find a lot of great people there. I'm sure you could stop at the Super Walmart, maybe.
I see more like the horse track.
Yeah, okay, I like the horse races. That's fun.
Well, Amanda's...
Good time there.
Well, I always like going to Columbus. They got some nice golf courses. They've always had some great volleyball there, and it's been great watching you play ball during your career at Nebraska. We wish you the best of luck this weekend, and hopefully you'll get a chance to play in Omaha next week. We'll let them shuffle you onto the plane. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks, Amanda. Senior middle blocker out of Columbus, Amanda Gates, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget their match Friday night with Michigan, and you'll be able to hear it on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, 8 o'clock, followed by Utah and Washington. And if they win Saturday night, something for all you psychos to stay up for on Saturday night, 10:30, the game would be shown on ESPN. IU, and also heard on The Breeze, 94.5. Remember, Michigan, 26-8. And a few of those losses coming to the unbeaten number one team in the country in Penn State. The Huskers, 29-2. Washington, the fifth seed, 26-4. Utah, 26-5. We want to thank Amanda Gates from the Nebraska volleyball team for joining us on the program today. We also want to thank Brian Matthews from the Rivals Network covering Auburn football to fill us in on the latest of the Tigers search. Will it be Turner Gill? Will it be somebody else? And also to Darren Waddington, head wrestling coach at Wood River, as they get ready for a busy month starting with their invite on Friday. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll be joined by UNK baseball coach Damon Day. They've got some new facilities they want to brag about, and we'll talk to the coach. Plus, our NFL power rankings will be coming up tomorrow. And on Friday, we'll catch up with Andy Markowski, preview the Nebraska men's basketball game this weekend at Oregon State. Till then, have a great day. We'll see you on Thursday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!